ladies of London, both wealthy and fair, whom every town fop is pursuing. Still of your persons and purses take care, the greatest deceit lies in wooing. From the first rank of the bonny brisk sparks, the vices I here will discover, down to the basest mechanic degree, that so you may choose out your lover. First for the courtier look to his estate, before he too far be proceeding. He of court favours and places will prate, and settlements make of his breeding. Nor wear the yoke of dull country clown, although they are fat in their purses. Brush you with bristles and topping full fowls, make love to their dogs and their horses. But above all the rank citizen hate, the court or the country choose rather. Would you have a blockhead that gets an estate by the sins of the cuckold his father? The sneaking clown intriguing does mar, the prentice is huffing and ranting. Citizen puts on his sword when without temple bar, and goes to Whitehall a-gallanting. Let no spruce officer keep you in awe, the sword is a thing transitory, nor be blown up by the lungs of the law, a world has been cheated before you. Soon you will find your captain grow bold, and then 'twill be hard to get from him. But if the lawyer touch your copy hold, the devil can ne'er bring you from him. Fly like the plague from the huffing brave boys that court you with many bravados, tiring your senses with bombast and noise and stories brought from the Barbados. And besides ever the doctor, that fool who's seeking to mend your condition, tickles your pulse, peeps in your close stool, then sets up a famous physician. Choose not a spark that has known the town, who makes it his practice to bully. You'd better take up with a country clown, he'll make an officious collie. You with a word may his passion appease, and make him a cuckold at leisure. Give him but money to live at his ease, you may follow intrigues at your pleasure. Neither admire much a man that is wise, if e'er you intend to deceive him. He cunning plots and intrigues will devise, and trap you where you shall perceive him. Therefore beware that he never disclose your tricks, if he does he will slight you. He'll keep a gay mistress under your nose, if it be but on purpose to spite you. But if you'd thrive and grow wealthier pace, then marry a doting old sinner. What if you view their old time in his face? You will by that bargain be winner. You may have lost a gallant's good store, if you can produce but the guinea. And those young coxcombs your face will adore, if this don't please old Nicky's in you.